There are different levels of questioners. One is the outside person who is questioning, and they're just trying to get some understanding about Krishna consciousness. But if one is serious to advance in Krishna consciousness, then tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshanaha. It's not enough simply to question, one has to submit oneself and do service. So those who are just asking questions, you should know that, okay, asking questions is okay, but you're not going to understand just by asking questions and getting replies. It doesn't work like that. One actually has to submit, do service, become a disciple. I'm not saying you have to become my disciple, but I'm just speaking on the general principle here. Krishna consciousness, to understand it, it's not a mental process. It's a spiritual process. Person-to-person process. Which, when Krishna is happy with you, then you make advancement in Krishna consciousness, then you understand. So, I see there are quite a few, you could say, aspiring devotees who, they seem to think they can understand it all simply by their minds, and like some kind of academic subject at university, but it's not like that. It doesn't work like that. Many times we see that people who, they're not even very intellectual, but they have a deep understanding of Krishna consciousness because of their deep service mood, whereas others who are very intellectual, they don't make any tangible spiritual advancement because they think they're going to work it all out with their intellect. It doesn't work.